On especially hot and humid days, the National Weather Service issues heat advisories, a warning to residents to take precautions to avoid heat exhaustion or other illnesses. This summer, those advisories might be happening a bit more frequently. That's because for much of New England, the Weather Service has lowered the threshold for when it sends them out. The change comes after health officials around the region looked at the rise in emergency department visits when the heat index reaches the 90s, and the group included Jared Ulmer of the Vermont Health Department, and he joins me now. Hi, Jared.
Hi, Henry.
So what's changed this summer? When will heat advisories be issued by the Weather Service?
Well, in the past, heat advisories were issued when the heat index, which is a combination of temperature and humidity, reached at least 100 degrees for 2 hours in a day. And so now this summer, they're going to start issuing heat advisories when that heat index reaches 95 to 99 for at least 2 days in a row. Or 100 to 104 at any point in time.
And what is it about New England or New Englanders that warrants this lower threshold for putting out heat advisories? Are we just not as tough as other parts of the country when it comes to heat?
To some extent, that is true. In the South, when they get hot days, you know, 100 is common, they get much more used to experiencing those temperatures. They change their behaviors to adapt to those temperatures. Air conditioning is prevalent. You know, that's not really the case in Vermont, where our hot days are so infrequent. It can be really tough for our bodies to adjust to those hotter temperatures and change your activities to work around the hot weather. And often Vermonters, myself included, don't have air conditioning, so it's hard to find relief during those hot days.
What do you hope to be the effect of having heat advisories go out at a lower temperature than they have in the past?
Well, it really just allows us to get information out to people much more frequently about the risks related to hot weather. A lot of people just don't think of hot weather as a risk in northern New England. So we want people to be aware that, you know, we have usually about 80 emergency department visits a year for some kind of a heat complaint. So it is a real risk in Vermont. And so we hope with the messaging that the National Weather Service does and that we do at the Health Department and through our partners, just to make people more aware of these risks and what they can do to help prevent heat illnesses.
If potentially more advisories are going out, could that maybe make people sort of numb to them, make it easier to ignore heat advisories?
Yeah, I would agree. The National Weather Service and we are certainly concerned about issuing too many advisories and having people just tune them out. When we've looked at the temperatures in the past, these advisories still look like they're not going to go out more than a few times a year. So we're certainly not worried about over-messaging. We'd actually still like to get the message out a bit more than that. And it's tricky to find that right balance point between messaging enough to get people to pay attention and do the things that they need to do to stay healthy and crossing that line into having people just zone out when you're talking about heat illnesses.
Finally, Vermont's climate office predicts that the number of hot days will increase as climate change continues. What, if any, steps is the state taking to deal with the increased threat to vulnerable residents if we do really see that increase in the number of hot days?
Sure. Well, we have a lot of partners around the state who, for example, provide services at home to older adults, which are a very high-risk population for heat illnesses. So one of the things that we want to do more and more of is make sure that those home care providers are well aware of the risks within their client base and make sure that they have the kind of resources they need to be able to look in on their clients, provide education, provide care as needed. So there's really a big network of support in Vermont that we just need to really mobilize to make sure that we help reduce these risks in the future.